Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jen Fritz from Oak Park, Illinois.
Hey, Oak Park is a lovely place, or so I've heard. And what do you do there?
I work as a family medicine physician assistant, and I'm also a new mom.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Jen, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is now going to perform for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here's your first limerick.
In a land where class lines are not blurred, a feathery pet is preferred. If it's comfort you wish, get a dog, cat, or fish. But for status, one must have a...
bird.
Yes, a bird! Forget tiny dogs or monkeys. The latest status pet for horrible people are birds. According to British socialite magazine Tatler, rich people are populating their front lawns with peacocks or Cornish game hens, much like the aristocrats of old, or crazy people.
But you know what would be cool?
What?
Like, I saw this commercial guy had a falcon on one of those Game of Thrones things. That's pretty swagged out.
Yeah.
If I saw a guy with, like, a falcon just standing there at a bar or something, like, man, you're going in a good direction. I would think, I like where you're headed.
Falconry.
He would be your wingman.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yes. Yes.
Here is your next limerick.
At lunch, I just stare at my phone because eye contact turns me to stone. It's a large dining hall, but it's private for all. With dividers, we all eat.
Alone.
Alone, yes. Very good. Nobody likes to eat alone, and certainly you don't want to be seen eating alone. So rather than help people make friends, Kyoto University has installed so-called lonely seats in the cafeteria. The dining tables have special dividers to hide your tears as you cry into your sandwich at lunch. Because instead of the shame of eating alone, you can have the pride of eating at something called a lonely seat. All right, here is your last limerick.
I like meat, but I don't condone murder. So I take DNA sampling further. Once this petri dish fills, I'll go straight to the grill. I am serving my own test tube.
Platter?
Not platter, no. Although that would be tasty. Let's try it again. Let's hear it one more time, Carl, if you don't mind, and we'll get the rhyme. Here we go.
I like meat, but I don't condone murder. So I take DNA sampling further. Once this petri dish fills, I'll go straight to the grill. I'm serving my own test tube.
Not platter.
No.
What rhymes with further?
Further?
And murder.
Right, one last guess.
Murder.
What do you think?
Murder. Further.
How about...
what do you put on the grill, lady?
What?
Frankfurter?
No. You're close. I'll give it to you. You've already won. It's burger. Burger.
Burger.
This week, the first ever lab-grown hamburger was served in London. The burger cost nearly $400,000 to make, which seems like a lot, but that includes fries, so. Carl, how did Jen do on our quiz?
Jen, you did fine. You had two correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you for playing, Jen.
Thank you.